your daily AI press review. April 17th, 2026, funding and deployment. Factory raised $150 million at a $1.5 billion valuation for AI coding tools, marking one of the largest funding rounds in developer infrastructure this quarter. The startup, founded by former Google engineers, builds autonomous agents that write, test, and deploy production code. Investors include Sequoia Capital and Andreessen Horowitz. Factory's platform already handles over 200,000 pull requests per month across enterprise clients in fintech and healthcare. The round signals renewed confidence in vertical AI applications after a slower Q1. Factory plans to expand its engineering team by 40% and open a London office by Q3. OpenAI launched a purpose-built model for pharmaceutical research targeting Pfizer. Novartis and Roche with tools optimized for drug discovery workflows. The model, trained on proprietary datasets including clinical trial records and molecular structures, reduces compound screening time by about 60% compared to general-purpose LLMs. OpenAI is charging per-query pricing starting at $2 per 1,000 tokens, roughly double the rate for GPT, minus 4. The company also expanded ChatGPT advertising to include cost-per-click and action-based campaigns, moving beyond impression-based pricing. Early advertisers report limited tracking tools and narrow targeting options, with no conversion pixels or audience segmentation yet available. The UK government allocated $675 million through its sovereign AI fund to 7 startups in the first cohort, focusing on supercomputing infrastructure and drug discovery. Recipients include Graphcore, which will deploy NVIDIA HGX B300 clusters, and Exscientia, building AI models for protein folding. The fund aims to reduce reliance on US and Chinese cloud providers by building domestic compute capacity. Each startup receives between $50 million and $120 million in grants and subsidized access to government-owned data centers. The initiative targets 10 exaflops of sovereign compute by 2028, about triple the UK's current capacity. Excel closed a $5 billion fund focused on late-stage AI. Startups, the largest single fund in the firm's 40-year history. The fund will write checks between $50 million and $200 million for Series C in later rounds, targeting companies with proven revenue traction in enterprise AI. Excel's portfolio already includes Anthropic, Scale AI, and UiPath. The firm cited a widening gap between early-stage valuations and public market multiples as the rationale for the fund. Excel expects to deploy the capital over 3 years, with about 60% earmarked for U.S.-based companies and the remainder split between Europe and Asia. IBM unveiled 2 security services targeting agentic AI attacks. One automates threat assessment by scanning agent workflows for privilege escalation risks. The other detects adversarial prompts in real time using behavioral anomaly detection. The services integrate with IBM's WatsonX platform and support third-party LLMs, including OpenAI and Anthropic models. IBM reports that 38% of enterprise AI deployments now involve autonomous agents, up from 12% a year ago. The company is pricing the services at $15,000 per month for up to 500 agents, with volume discounts for larger fleets. Keebler Health secured $16 million in Series A funding for an AI-powered risk adjustment platform used by Medicare Advantage plans. The platform analyzes patient records to identify undercoded diagnoses, increasing reimbursement accuracy by an average of 18%. Keebler's model processes unstructured clinical notes, lab results, and imaging reports to flag conditions missed in initial coding. The company works with health plans covering about 1.2 million members across Florida, Texas, and California. The round was led by Andreessen Horowitz's Bio Fund, with participation from Optum Ventures. Spectre raised $20 million in a Series A led by NEA for a fintech compliance platform that uses LLM as to automate anti-money laundering reviews. The platform reduces false positives in transaction monitoring by about 70% compared to rule-based systems, according to pilot data from 3 regional banks. Spectre's founders previously built compliance tools at Stripe and Square. The company plans to expand from transaction monitoring into sanction screening and know-your-customer workflows. Spectre currently processes about $8 billion in monthly transaction volume across 12 financial institutions. Turning to deployments,
Schneider Electric and Microsoft deployed AI-driven control systems for green hydrogen production at a facility in Gujarat, India, managing electrolysis, storage, and grid integration in real time. The system reduced energy waste by 22% and cut hydrogen production costs by about 40 cents per kilogram. The deployment uses Azure IoT and custom reinforcement learning models trained on 6 months of operational data. The facility produces 50 tons of hydrogen per day, supplying industrial customers in chemicals and steel. Schneider plans to replicate the system at 3 additional sites in India and the Middle East by year end. Blaize announced a $50 million deployment across Asia Pacific for AI inference servers that track over 200 cameras per unit in smart city applications. The servers use Blaize's custom edge AI chips, delivering 15 teraops per watt, about twice the efficiency of NVIDIA Jetson modules. Initial deployments cover traffic monitoring in Singapore, Jakarta, and Manila, with plans to expand into retail analytics and industrial safety. Each server costs about $8,000, roughly 40% less than comparable GPU-based systems. Blaize expects to ship 6,000 units over the next 18 months. Canva deployed agentic AI features across its design platform, allowing users to delegate tasks like resizing assets, generating color palettes, and scheduling social media posts. The company reports that autonomous workflows now account for 30% of all design operations on the platform, up from 0 6 months ago. Canva's CEO said the shift to AI-driven automation helped the company avoid layoffs seen at other tech firms. Maintaining profitability ahead of a planned U.S. IPO, the platform serves about 180 million users, with 15 million on paid plans. TDSYNNEX expanded its AI infrastructure as a service portfolio with dedicated NVIDIA HGX B300 clusters on Nebius AI Cloud, targeting enterprises that need on-demand GPU capacity without long-term contracts. Pricing starts at $4.50 per GPU hour for B300 instances, about 30% below AWS and Google Cloud rates for comparable hardware. TDSYNNEX expects to provision 2,000 GPUs by Q3, with initial customers in financial services and life sciences. The company is also offering managed services for model fine-tuning and deployment, bundled at $25,000 per month for teams up to 50 engineers. Putnam County Schools in Tennessee expanded AI tools across 18 campuses using automated grading, lesson planning assistance, and real-time translation for ESL students. The district reports saving teachers an average of 8 hours per week on administrative tasks, with total cost savings of about $1.2 million annually compared to hiring additional staff. The deployment uses a mix of OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google models, with district-owned infrastructure to keep student data on-premises. About 12,000 students and 800 teachers now use the tools daily on tools. Rocky Linux launched an enterprise AI infrastructure distribution optimized for training and inference workloads, bundling CUDA drivers, container runtimes, and orchestration tools in a single package. The distribution reduces cluster setup time from about 3 days to under 4 hours. According to benchmarks from two national labs, Rocky Linux AI includes pre-configured support for NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel accelerators with automated driver updates and security patches. The project is backed by CIQ and targets on-premises deployments in regulated industries. Over 400 organizations have downloaded the beta since its release 2 weeks ago. Canva introduced a visual workflow builder that lets non-technical users create multi-step design automations without code, connecting triggers like file uploads or calendar events to actions like resizing, exporting, or publishing. The tool uses a drag-and-drop interface similar to Zapier, but optimized for creative workflows. Early adopters report reducing repetitive design tasks by about 60%. Canva is positioning the feature as a bridge between manual design work and fully autonomous agents. The workflow builder is available to all paid users at no additional cost. IBM's new security services for agentic AI include a dashboard that visualizes agent behavior in real time, flagging anomalies like unexpected API calls, privilege escalation attempts, or data exfiltration patterns. The dashboard integrates with SIEM platforms including Splunk and Datadog, IBM also released a policy engine that lets security teams define guardrails for agent actions, such as blocking file deletions or requiring human approval for transactions over $10,000. The tools support OpenAI, Anthropic, and open source models. IBM reports that 22 enterprises are piloting the services, with general availability planned for June. One signal to watch. Three separate announcements this week: Factory's $150 million round, Excel's $5 billion fund, and Spectre's $20 million Series A point to a shift in AI investment from foundation models to vertical applications with measurable ROI. Factory's focus on autonomous coding, Spectre's compliance automation, and Keebler's risk adjustment all target specific workflows where AI can replace manual labor at scale. Investors are prioritizing companies with clear unit economics and enterprise traction over general purpose platforms. This mirrors the SaaS wave of the 2010s, when vertical solutions like Veeva and Procore outperformed horizontal tools. A second pattern: sovereign AI initiatives are accelerating outside the US. The UK's $675 million fund, India's green hydrogen deployment with Schneider and Microsoft, and Blaze's $50 million Asia-Pacific rollout all reflect efforts to build domestic AI capacity independent of US cloud providers. These deployments prioritize on-premises infrastructure, local data residency, and custom hardware over hyperscaler platforms. The trend suggests that AI infrastructure is fragmenting along geopolitical lines, with implications for model portability, data governance, and supply chain resilience. On the research front, a team at Stanford published BitFlipScope, a framework for localizing bitflip faults in LLM. That's caused by hardware degradation or deliberate attacks like Rowhammer. The system uses differential analysis of hidden states and residual path perturbation to pinpoint corrupted parameters without requiring a clean reference model. In tests on Llama 3.18b, BitFlipScope identified fault-affected layers with 94% accuracy, reducing diagnostic time from hours to under 10 minutes. The work addresses a growing concern as LLM scale to trillions of parameters and run on aging hardware and edge deployments. Researchers at Tsinghua introduced POP, a prefill-only pruning technique that omits deep layers during the computationally intensive prefill stage while retaining the full model for token generation. The method reduces prefill latency by 68% on Llama 3.1 and Qwen 3VL with minimal accuracy loss, using independent key value projections to maintain cache integrity. POP exploits asymmetry between context encoding and next token prediction, where deep layers contribute little during prefill but are critical for generation. The technique is training free and compatible with existing inference engines. A paper from UC Berkeley introduced CausalEmbed, an autoregressive approach to multi-vector document embeddings that reduces token count by 30 to 155 times compared to standard methods while maintaining retrieval accuracy. The system uses iterative margin loss during contrastive training to learn compact representations, enabling visual document retrieval with dozens of tokens instead of thousands. CausalEmbed supports test time scaling, where users can trade off token count for retrieval precision. The method outperforms Colbert and Kleip on three document retrieval benchmarks. One concept to keep: think of test time compute as a budget you can spend after training is done. Traditional models are fixed once trained. Their performance is locked. But systems like OpenAI's O1 and DeepSeek R1 use extra computation during inference, running multiple reasoning chains, verifying outputs, or searching solution spaces to improve accuracy without retraining. It's like giving a student more time to check their work versus teaching them faster. The trade-off is latency. More compute means slower responses, but higher quality. This matters because it changes the economics of AI deployment. Factory's coding agents, for example, likely use test time compute to verify generated code before committing it, reducing errors at the cost of a few extra seconds per task. As POP and CausalEmbed show, the industry is optimizing both ends, reducing prefill costs to free up budget for generation, and compressing embeddings to leave room for reasoning. The result is a new design space where inference budgets are allocated dynamically based on task complexity, not fixed by model size. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you'd like to support me, my latest book, The Last Heaven, is available on Amazon and at ashcroftedition.com. Link on the podcast page. Thank you. How test time compute changes model economics.